Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
Drew, I cannot believe you are at WrestleMania.
I can't.
Was it everything you wanted?
Yes, it is so much fun. I love that world. I got to be Flower Power, my own little WrestleMania character.
You
yeah,
look
that's
so
me.
Good.
Hi, I'm Flower Power.
I love that you went all the way to Philadelphia for yep. WrestleMania.
Yep, went to Philly, got in. I love playing with hair and makeup and clothes. And, you know, we went for it.
Yeah, you
did. And we just had a really good time. And we all need alter egos. You just lean all the way into whoever it is you want to be and let that be okay.
Yeah, how did you feel in your outfit? Did you feel like a superhero?
That was the tightest pant I've ever worn.
Oh, wow, Flower Power.
I felt like Olivia Newton-John at the end of Grease.
Of Keep Talking, yes.
Yep. And I even had a sequence belt. I was like Sandy from the waist down.
Oh.
And that was fun.
Who were you on the waist up?
A woman who was trying to wear many hats.
I understand. Now that's a superhero right there. Hello.
Well, here's a look at our road to WrestleMania 40. I mean, we've talked to John Cena. We've talked to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. We've had the New Day here. Mm-hmm. We have been immersed in this world. And how did it all start? And how did it go backstage? Well, take a look.
Drew, I would like to make a request for you to be our positivity coach / guru / senpai. Please, we want to take our levels of positivity to the next stratosphere. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, so Drew, an entrance in the WWE is extremely important. There's no wrong way to do it, you just gotta be yourself.
Can you smell what I'm cooking?
Yes.
Is one of your famous catchphrases. Can you help me discover a catchphrase?
You need a catchphrase.
I do.
That's the thing.
Do you have any ideas?
Yes. Instead of, if you smell what The Rock is cooking, how about, if you smell what Drew WWE T-Phone Home is cooking?
Tonight, we are sold out for WrestleMania.
I'm here for WrestleMania 40, and it's about to get wild. I'm Flower Power, by the way.
Yeah, does Flower Power sort of bloom during her entrance?
Bloom, bloom, pow.
So watch out for that bloom, bloom, pow.
I'm the first ever two-time Grand Slam champion in the history of WWE.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here's some flowers.
Is there anything that I should do to someone while I'm out there that flower power would motivate me to doing? Like, I don't know, my opponent comes up. Maybe it's like when Gertie sees E.T. for the first time. It's like, ah!
How low can you go?
Heard
you like hot dogs.
Yes, I do, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's got power shuffle. Oh, whoa. Oh.
You just got a bloom, bloom, pow.
Bloom, bloom, pow?
Bloom, bloom, pow.
Bloom, bloom, pow.
Bloom, bloom, pow. The flower power comes to present you with this.
No!
Yes, Joe. I don't know if it will, you know, tickle your fancy in any way, but
I'm gonna wear this belt with so much pride.
Oh my God. Can I hug you with so much pride?
Drew, there's a happy girl right here. Thank you, Drew. Thank you so much.
Hey!
I am Flower Power.
You look unbelievable. I love this flower power. Thank you for delivering the golden belt. For WrestleMania!
Yes, oh my God, Jason Kelsey, I love you so much. Lane Johnson, oh my goodness. The Rock gave me this fanny pack.
Wonderful.
And I'd like to just.
Oh, please sprinkle me.
Remember I told you you need to be surrounded in nature? This is what flower power does.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Since he made us belly laugh as Fez in That 70s Show. I will never forget when that show premiered, I was like, oh, somebody made some TV that I really relate to. I loved that show. It was so groundbreaking. And he's also stars in the incredible NCIS, which is celebrating its 1,000th episode on Monday. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's first acting debut. We were just talking about him. I've got to ask, please welcome Wilmer Valderrama. When I bowed to you, I had to think about how I was gonna get up. And I've been watching videos of you doing your push-ups that you do. You have that unique routine. Oh, yeah. Why and how do you do that?
That's a great question. Why?
No, I know why. The why is prioritizing. Nobody wants to be me who can't get up from bowing to someone. Have you always been into, I mean, I remember Fez.
No,
was
I was not. I was not.
I just I saw was a not.
If you,
of you
see the picture, you saw the picture.
I did, and you look buff.
You know that I was not. There's not a lot of push-up making around that time.
You're right, actually. There is not the kind of definition there is now. Mm-hmm. When did you become someone who dedicated themselves like that?
I mean, it's. I love that you asked that question because there was a very specific moment in my career.
Well, I'm so interested because I'm waiting for the day that I wake up and I'm like, I am going to work out today.
Well,
it happens occasionally, but it's my consistency.
I hope this answer kind of satisfies
Tell
that.
Me. But I hope it inspires me.
Yeah, well, it may or may not, but I will see. So a couple of years into the show, I was playing this character that was so incredibly defined. You know, it was like a defining moment in my career, right? And it kind of introduced me to the planet in so many ways. You know, we're doing six seasons and, you know, we're thinking, oh, how long is this going to go? And I knew that I had to have a life after the 70s show. I knew that I had to figure out what my next chapter was going to be as an actor. And that in order to do that at a time where television and film could be a little stereotypical, and if you play that character, that's the only thing you play. I knew that I had to kind of transform and put myself into a place where I can look or at least have the presence of somebody that can play something else. A great friend of mine, Joe Hoff, who's an amazing inspirational speaker. Joe Hoff basically said, hey man, I got a gym in my garage. Let's get Fez buff, you know? And I was like, let's do it. And then he kind of put me through this transformative process where I was like, I was really working out for the next chapter of my career, you know? So when I changed my body, something else happened. It untapped a million possibilities of that why not me.
You know, speaking of strength and muscles, it made me think of The Rock. And
he has those, indeed.
I have had this sort of beautifully organic relationship with him all of a sudden in that I'm dressing like him. You know, he's bench pressing me. Everyone loved how much of a gentleman he was about it. It was so nice.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
And then I went to WrestleMania.
I saw.
We've been talking
very
in
jealous.
The news about
yes,
it.
Yes,
I,
yes.
Like, what was The Rock like back then? That was his first acting gig.
Yeah, it was
and
crazy.
You know, when he left to go act, it was a little bit taboo. People were like, wait a minute, you're a wrestler, you're not an actor. And then he, you know, really crossed over. What was that like?
I mean, it was amazing. I mean, it's so funny. When we were in the scene, he started doing all these things with his eyebrow and he was looking off the camera and, you know, all the things. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I don't think that's good. Come to realize, I had no idea that was his whole thing. It was like, that was the brand. That was the thing he was doing. But he did, you know, I'm going to be the most electrifying man, and he's doing the whole thing. And I was like, where is he looking at? like, the scene is right here, you know? But he was so definitive. He understood the assignment. He understood what he had to do. And, you know, it's in his blood. So he really just oozed that. And it was really, really beautiful to see. I mean, look, who would have thought, right? I mean, like, you're taking this picture. You're happy to be working. And all of a sudden, these wrestlers come in. And then all of a sudden, he's the biggest movie star on the planet.
Crazy.
And also, an incredible soul. A really great
the
guy.
The nicest guy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so important, too. Oh. We women appreciate nice men. You're a father now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have this beautiful daughter. I heard she's learning to dance.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a big dancer.
I am.
What are you teaching her? What is she like? Does she have the genes?
Well, first up is salsa. That's first up. It's, as we say in my streets, muy importante, amigos.
Important, my friend.
Yes. And so salsa dancing is the thing. She's very good at her hips, which is great news for us. Great news, because God forbid, you know? She loves dancing. She listens to music, and immediately she's just like, you know, going off. And it's beautiful to see her blossom. You know, this three-year-old little girl is picking up so many personalities. My lady is an incredible mom, too. She's,
Your fiancée.
Yeah, my lady's amazing. There she is. And she's awesome. She's really incredible.
Is it true that you met her dad first, or you built a relationship with her dad?
Yeah, so...
Is that what it...
So, yeah, this is very crazy. I'm glad you asked, because the joke is that I might have fallen in love with her dad first. And I can explain what that means. So she's half Mexican, and so I was like, oh, you speak Spanish. So I start texting her in Spanish, and she froze. She's like, oh, God's dad. And she's pretty good at Spanish, but she's not fluent. So she basically calls her dad. She goes, Dad, he's texting me in Spanish. So he starts texting me in Spanish. So I'm texting him back in Spanish, and we're going back and forth. And it's she's talking like his daughter, you know? So I'm like, this is amazing. She's so fun. She's so great.
So dad was Cyrano de Bergerac.
Absolutely.
All right, we have to go to a commercial, but when we come back, will you do your push-ups while I ask you the final five, and then maybe someone can win $1,000 in honor of 1,000th episode of NCIS. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, they knew we were coming too.
Well, I don't like the sound of that. Let's show.
By the way, congratulations on the 1,000th episode of NCIS. I mean, this franchise is so successful, meaningful. It is appointment television for people. What is this moment like? What does this milestone feel like?
It's surreal, right? I mean, it's historic for television. You know, it's for a franchise to go around the world that way. We're in every market you could think of. And when you're in a show like that, you have this responsibility to make sure you don't forget what the magic is, you know, what the magic of the show is. And I think what I realized very quickly is that it's you guys, right? I mean, it's the people that watch the show that love it this much, that make it what it's supposed to be. And it really is about the people solving the case, you know, that instead of the case of the week, which I think it's what's really unique about this procedural show. You know, we're going into, and I can officially say we have been officially picked up for season 22.
Woo! That's right, Dougie, season 22. 22 is my lucky number.
Oh, good.
Season 22.
Yeah, season 22.
You know, we have these numbers here on the stage. Mm-hmm. Have you happened to notice those?
I have.
I've never seen them there before.
I know, I'm fearing what they're supposed to mean.
Well, to celebrate the show, we were wondering if we may so humbly ask if you would ever consider doing that push-up challenge here with us. Well, I...
Of course. Of course, you guys are cheering because you guys are not doing the push-ups.
Okay, so will you do the final five while you're doing your famous push-ups?
So the idea is that you ask me a question every time I go to a different number.
Yes, exactly. Hence the five. Oh, and if you answer... We also have Danielle. Danielle, are you Danielle?
It's me.
Danielle.
Hi.
Okay, Danielle, if Wilmer does all five push-ups in honor of the 1,000th episode, we'd like to gift you $1,000.
You better do those push-ups, boy.
Okay, number one, where do you go for private time with your fiancé?
The bathroom.
Okay, perfect. Number two, favorite thing to do naked that's not showering or making love, just another hobby?
Dancing.
Perfect. The last thing you texted your fiancé?
Breakfast is outside the door.
Okay, oh my God. Number four, something your daughter taught you?
Dance more.
And number five, an interesting thing that we might find in your house we wouldn't suspect to.
Portraits of I Love Lucy.
Oh, that's it! Danielle! That's $1,000 in honor of NCIS. We have a delicious cheesy treat if you want to top off that workout with an indulgence.
I deserve the cheat.
All right, we'll be right back with Wilmer and some cheesy treats. It's the latest viral food trend that Ross is going to bring out. And I do not do push-ups, but I do eat dairy. So we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I hope you're hungry.
Oh my God.
For your guests.
That's something else.
So, okay, have you guys heard of the latest viral food trend? It's called pizza lava toast. It's the perfect thing to eat after those push-ups, Wilmer, okay? It's a masterpiece. So basically, you make a grilled cheese, you press down on the top, you add sauce, pizza toppings, and then you bake it in the oven, and hello, looky.
And this is what all the kids are doing on TikTok?
This has gone viral on TikTok, and so we had to try it here.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I get predominantly pizza, but
why is it so good?
Because cheese and bread are the best things in the world.
I really am treating myself.
You know what? I have to say, we were going to say the same thing.
One, two, three.
You deserve it. Ladies and gentlemen.
So good.
Invited is out in September. We make this show for you, so do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, we don't judge.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking Educators at whosmarted.com.